This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi in a short while from now. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The theme this year is Samskar, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. India and Finland exchanged several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership, and statistics in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussion with President of Finland Alexander Stubb on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty," he said, "from Ukraine to West Asia. Several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts."
आज विश्व एक अस्थिरता और अनिश्चितता के दौर से गुजर रहा है। ऐसे ग्लोबल एनवायरनमेंट में भारत और यूरोप दुनिया की दो बड़ी डिप्लोमेटिक पावर्स अपने संबंधों के सुनहरे दौर में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं। हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग वैश्विक स्थिरता, विकास और साझा समृद्धि को नई मजबूती दे रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi said India and Finland are unanimous that military conflict alone cannot resolve any issue. Mr. Modi noted at the beginning of 2026, a historic India-European Union free trade agreement was signed. He said this agreement will further strengthen trade, investment and technological cooperation between India and Finland. The President of Finland arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke with Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with Oman's Foreign Minister Sayed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud al-Busaidi on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today signed the condolence book at the Embassy of Iran in Delhi on behalf of the Government of India. Mr. Misri offered condolences at the death of Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The conflict in West Asia is escalating rapidly as several countries are getting involved. US and Israel are carrying out joint airstrikes against Iran, while Tehran is responding with missiles and drones. Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah has joined the attacks. Azerbaijan today accused Iran of carrying out a drone attack against its exclave of Nakhchivan, in which two civilians have been injured. Qatar said the country was subjected to a missile attack and its air defense systems are intercepting the missiles. Local authorities are evacuating residents living in the vicinity of the U.S. embassy. Air defense systems of Saudi Arabia intercepted and destroyed several drones. Earlier in the day, Iran launched a new wave of attacks at Israeli and American bases and threatened that the U.S. will regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. On the other hand, Israeli military said it has launched another wave of strikes on Iran as explosions were heard in multiple locations in Tehran. Israel also conducted targeted attacks in Lebanon at several command centers of Iranian-backed Hezbollah, including one being used by the air unit of the armed group. Sri Lanka has conveyed its concern over the escalating conflict in the West Asian region during a discussion between Foreign Minister Vijitha Herath and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. In a message posted on social media, Herath said the discussion took place yesterday as tensions in the region continue to intensify. During the conversation, Sri Lanka expressed its grave concern over the growing hostilities and stressed the importance of diplomatic engagement to restore peace and stability in the region. Benchmark equity indices staged a strong rebound today, rising over 1%. The Sensex climbed 900 points to close at 80,016, while the Nifty rose 285 points to settle at 24,766, snapping their three-day losing streak. And with that, we end this news bulletin.